grains, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and a group.
Okay, all right. So it was a
diet that is composed mostly of carbs, even though people are so afraid of carbs.
Yeah.
But that even when...
Yeah. So the creator's diet was composed of a lot of carbs. You got the fruits, and as a matter of fact, the tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruits, and promote life. And men, as long as they ate of that tree, they would not die. All right, so that's God's diet. Now, what is the diet today that is being, or what is the advantage? First of all, let's look at the ketogenic diet. What is it? And then we can compare it.
Naturally, used to...
Now, you are breaking out. You're breaking out on us. Our reception.
Probably not good.
Okay, I heard you very well just now. Okay, so, repeat what you said again. You started to tell us about the ketogenic diet.
Ketogenic diet is a diet that is full of fat. It contains a great majority of fat, about 10% protein, and it tries to consume less than 30 grams of carbohydrate per day, which is almost nothing. The main
benefits you said, the main article is fat?
Yes, the main article is fat.
Okay, all right. Okay, tell us a little more about this diet.
You see, the body is mainly uses glucose for energy processing.
Right.
Even if you see the diet, the breast milk, if you want to go to the original, what a diet is adequate for a human being, just go to breast milk.
Okay.
Breast milk is 80% carbs.
Okay.
So even if our diet was supposed to be mostly fat, like many people are saying that the caveman's diet was mostly fat, that men started getting sick when they started adding whole grains. Well, then, why is it that breast milk is 80% carbs?
Great question.
We see that the body itself, nature itself, is telling us that carbs is an important part of our diet, even for the growth of a baby.
Right. Absolutely.
That is the first thing. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I'm hearing you clearly.
Okay, so that is the first point. If our diet was naturally fat, well, then breast milk should be mostly fat, but it's not.
That's true.
A ketogenic diet does provide some benefits, but the benefits are limited and are short-term. The problem with the ketogenic diet... The problem with the ketogenic diet is that, and well, people say, well, it helps you to reduce weight. It helps you to bring down sugar levels.
Okay.
And it is true. Your A1C levels go down. Your blood glucose goes down. Many people lose weight on a ketogenic diet. It's hard to understand how fat a person consuming fat will lose weight. But there's a biochemical explanation.
Yeah.
At the same time, thing is
I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Most people don't understand that. Of course, if you don't consume carbs,
yeah,
you will get lower blood sugar levels. Of course, because you're not consuming carbs.
Right.
But many people interpret indicating that your insulin sensitivity. Your insulin sensitivity in a diabetic really hasn't improved. It's simply that you're not consuming carbs.
Okay.
Now, when you when you're challenging those persons who are following a ketogenic diet because of diabetes, because of whatever, when you challenge those persons, again, with carbs, the sugar will go even higher than it used to go before.
Okay, so the problem was not really solved then. Okay.
Well,
are you there? Are you there, Dr. Cruz?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. So when you challenge someone whose sugar level come down, after a certain time, their sugar level goes up and go much higher, you're saying. Okay, continue from there.
Yes, and the reason is because their insulin sensitivity has not really improved. They're just not consuming carbs.
Okay.
So that's why there are studies that indicate, yes, ketogenic diet improves A1C, improves diabetes, but that is basically short-term, and the reason is because they're not consuming carbs.
Okay.
Now, you can get, the problem is, they're consuming so much fat. That fat will build up around the receptors of the cells, and then it will block insulin from functioning. So when they're challenged with the carbs, they will not respond adequately. Their sugar will rise even higher. And it's not because carbs are bad. It's just simply because they still have insulin insensitivity, even worse now since they're consuming a high-fat diet.
Right, because
It's clearly known in many studies show that the reason for insulin sensitivity is because fat builds around the cells and it does not permit insulin to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that.
Yes. So when they're consuming a high-fat diet, mostly of animal sorts, then what's going to happen is that they are going to have more fats around the cells. But when they're challenged with sugar, or with their challenge with carbs, their insulin is going to work less effectively.
Okay. Okay. I can see that because for a long time we lectured, talk about insulin resistance. Too much fat
exactly.
In the bloodstream prevent the action of the insulin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the weak points there. Okay, what is another factor that can be looked at so we can understand more about this diet?
Yes. Well, basically the purpose of this ketogenic diet is to get your body to stop using as much glucose and to use ketones. Ketones are like the byproducts of fat.
Yeah.
And the body can use ketones, and it basically uses ketones in a starvation state, when we're in a starvation state, or when we're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So basically with the ketogenic diet, it's putting you on a in a type of starvation state, even though you're getting your nutrients in another form. And the ketones are providing the energy source instead of glucose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But again, our body was made to use glucose as a major energy state. So you can't really stay long-term on a diet like this without having side effects.
Mm-hmm. I heard someone mention that it reduces inflammation within the body. And so that benefit that they receive seems to help to encourage them. Is that a long-term situation or a short-term?
The reason is because the people who go on a ketogenic diet were consuming large amounts of sugar, probably, which was provoking their inflammation. They stopped consuming sugar or refined starches.
Yeah.
Their inflammation comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar is a big pro-inflammatory substance.
Okay.
And that is the reason why some might experience lower inflammation states. But you can get lower inflammation states by just eliminating sugar.
Okay.
And going on a plant-based diet, inflammation disappears completely. You don't need to go on a ketogenic diet to get rid of inflammation.
They also mentioned about increased energy, no cravings. for the bad food, increase energy.
Yeah. Well, they say no craving for bad foods, but basically the diet is bad in itself. Well, especially if you're doing a ketogenic diet that is mostly animal-based.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow a ketogenic diet, a temporary ketogenic diet that is plant-based, and you do it for a short period of time, that's not a problem. You can't really do it long-term still, even if it is plant-based, because it's not the body's natural state of health. It's not the body's natural diet. But especially most ketogenic diets just promote consuming large amounts of eggs, bacon. Most of the fats come from animal products. Some even say when you drink coffee, add a whole bar of butter to your coffee. Most people with following ketogenic diets have very, very high cholesterol levels.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they've gone around it is by saying that high cholesterol is not really bad for you.
Okay.
When many studies have confirmed already that cholesterol is bad for you.
Okay.
So that's the basic thing that I'm seeing with the ketogenic. It's confusing. I don't see a problem with following a plant-based ketogenic diet as a temporary therapeutic diet.
Explain what you mean by a plant-based ketogenic diet so we can understand that.
Well, a plant-based ketogenic diet will still eliminate most carbs.
Yeah.
Will consume vegetables, mostly low-starch vegetables.
Yeah.
And high levels of oil, olive oil, coconut oil. They would have to even eliminate beans. The only bean recommended would be chickpeas and kidney beans, I'm sorry.
Chickpeas and kidney beans.
Olives are permitted. All greens are permitted. Low starchy are permitted. Of course, coconut and olive oil are permitted. Avocado, lots of avocado is permitted.
Nuts.
And nuts are permitted with the, I think there's some exceptions in nuts, but peanuts are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts are good. Macadamias are very good. If you're going to follow a plant-based ketogenic diet for a short period of time, those are the foods you would basically... Oh, and in the fruit section, the only foods permitted are berries.
Okay, only the berries. Okay.
Only the berries.
You mentioned a short period of time. What is a short period of time?
Well, I recommend if a plant-based ketogenic diet is followed, probably 5 days. You could do 5 days in a month.
5 days in a month. And
it would be like fasting.
Okay.
So basically, the ketogenic diet puts you in a fasting state.
Okay.
You're eating, but your body goes in a fasting state.
And a person can receive some benefits from that as well?
Yes. If they follow a short-term plant-based ketogenic diet, it could have some benefits. The same benefits, the very similar benefits as when a person fasts.
Mm-hmm.
And, the same benefits.
So
if a person has prostate cancer, they can reduce their PSA levels. They could lose weight by doing that once a month also.
Mm-hmm.
And, the memory can improve. There's different things. Neurological conditions can improve.
Mm.
So, yes, I'm not against a short-term plant-based ketogenic diet, but I'm totally against a animal-based ketogenic diet. Anyway, there's long-term, there's going to be side effects. And there's a whole list of diseases and conditions and symptoms that can result from following a long-term ketogenic diet, which includes kidney stones, cancer, cardiovascular disease, all the cardiovascular disease, stroke, heart disease, and bone loss, diarrhea, gastrointestinal disorders, arrhythmias, the heart starts beating abnormally because it's totally abnormal. It's not getting the proper electrolyte balance. And there's a whole gamma of things that can happen long-term as a result of a ketogenic diet.
Mm.
And there's actually, mostly the ketogenic diet started with children who suffered from epilepsy to control their seizures, and it did help in controlling their seizures, but there are registered in studies children who have died under the ketogenic diet.
Mm.
So there hasn't even been deaths as a result of the therapeutic doctor-supervised ketogenic diet. Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
I know in this area where we are, there are many, many people who follow the ketogenic diet, and there are many physicians who recommend the ketogenic diet. So it's quite fluent in this area of Tennessee.
It's fluent everywhere. It's the most famous diet right now. I think it's surpassing the vegan diet.
Oh yeah.
But just because the thing we just understand, people like the ketogenic diet because it includes foods they like.
Yeah.
They still eat bacon, they could still eat eggs, they could still eat high fat cheese. And one doctor on YouTube says that if he goes to McDonald's and they offer him two foods, he'll eat the greasiest one because that goes well better with the ketogenic diet.
Oh,
so
okay.
these are the concepts that they're getting from this type of diet.
Mm-hmm.
People are running away from a real healthy diet. You know, I mean, all the benefits you could get from a plant-based diet, low cholesterol, you could still lose weight. You could really get rid of diabetes, even though you're eating carbs, as long as your diet is low in fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really curing insulin sensitivity and resistance because you're helping the body use glucose in a natural way. And all the benefits, you could reduce severe high blood pressure, you could get rid of heart disease, you could bring the heart, if the heart is enlarged, you could bring it down to a normal size. All these benefits you get from a natural plant-based diet that is more naturally intended for our system.
Mm-hmm. So, the plant-based diet is the diet ordained by the Creator.
Yes, it definitely is.
And the ketogenic and other diet that does not align itself with the scriptures is man's experimental diet. And I guess...
Again, it could be a therapeutic diet.
It could be a therapeutic diet, right.
Especially if it's plant-based, but it's not a natural diet for the body.
Okay, it's not a natural diet. So what would you say to people out there who have been following this diet and they seem to have more energy, they've lost 20 pounds in 12 months, or 40 pounds in 12 months, they got more energy. What would you say to that person? But they typically eat a diet like what the typical ketogenic follower eat. What would you say to those people at this point?
If you really want long-term health, you really need to follow what God says. Follow the plant-based, low-fat diet.
Mm.
If you still want to insist on following a ketogenic diet, follow a more plant-based ketogenic diet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not the natural effect of the body. You know, the best thing for the body is to give what God designed, what our body was designed for.
So didn't God intend for man to kill and eat animals? And thus, that would justify the ketogenic approach?
Well, even though God permitted man to eat meat, it still was not the most abundant part of the diet. He didn't tell man, you must only eat meat and fat. On the contrary, the Bible says in the book of Leviticus that when you consume animal products, you should eliminate all the fat of the animal. So there was one aspect of the ketogenic diet. And second, he did not exclude what he originally intended, the fruits, the veggies, the carbs, and the legumes. All that was still included, was the majority part of the diet of the men in the time of Israel, the time of when the diet was given. So carbs were never restricted. There were still lots of carbs in the diet, fruits, veggies, all that stuff. And even when meat was consumed, it was consumed eliminating all the fat. Mm-hmm. So it was probably higher protein, but not higher fat. Mm-hmm. So that does not go with the ketogenic diet.
So, alright, so that was about 1,500 years after creation when God gave man permission to eat meat. But what about from the garden before sin? Did God expect man to kill the animals and eat them?
No, of course not. There was no sin. There was no death. The wages of sin is death. Death came after sin.
Okay.
So, it was never the intention for any of God's creatures to die.
So what about, this is a Bible Belt here in Tennessee, and so we look forward to a day when we go to heaven or the new earth, creation of the new earth. Will not man be partaking of the animal food in heaven and upon the new earth?
Well, the Bible says that we will be restored to paradise. Paradise was the state in which Adam was created, where nothing was killed. And when the thief on the cross asked Jesus, "Remember me today, so that when you come, I can be with you in paradise." So we will live in an environment that is equal to what Adam lived, paradise, which is no death, not even of creatures.
And will there be any sickness, because any sickness in the new creation, in the new earth, to necessitate an altered diet?
No, there will be no disease, there will be no sin, no sickness, no disease. Jesus will have carried all that with him, and all that will be erased. Mm-hmm. And will be basically follow the original diet that will keep us healthy forever.
So that would be a plant-based diet, huh?
Yes, we're not killing anything. The only thing we will be eating is plants, fruits, veggies, and maybe the angels will share some of their manna with us.
Wow, so that's amazing. So for those who do not feel led to adopt the ketogenic diet, they don't have to feel guilty or less persuasive, because if they follow the Creator's diet, would they still be in good shape?
They will be in perfect shape. They just have to adapt. See, I don't say that there's a certain percentage of carbs, proteins, and fats that applies to everybody like many people do.
Right.
Some people call it the 80-10-10. The thing is, everybody does require a different percentage of fat because everybody's an individual.
Mm-hmm.
We have different genetics, different habits, they come from different families. But you could still acquire the different percentage of nutrients that you need, whether it's a higher amount of fat, a higher amount of carbs, more protein. Some people may require more protein than others. Mm-hmm. You could still do that, adapt a healthy plant-based diet that reduces your risk for cancer, heart disease,
yeah,
Alzheimer's, and all these conditions by just eating the right foods that God created for us.
You know, there's a physician, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He has a diet which is more plant-based, and he has seen results. He's well-known, Dr. Joel Fuhrman.
Yes, I've heard of him.
And he's reversing all kinds of disease. His emphasis is nutrient density. Eating food for the nutritional value rather than just eating food because it's something that's labeled food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you have different people, and I think all of them have credit. Like Dr. McDougall, he emphasizes just starch.
Mm-hmm.
And that works with, I would say, more than 60 to 70% of the people, but there's a group of people who need more nutrient-dense foods, like Dr. Norman says. And
yeah,
again, I say everybody has different genetics. You have to. That doesn't mean some people have to eat meat, or some people have to eat fish, some people have to only kill veggies.
Yeah.
No, you could still acquire the specific balance for your body from a plant-based diet.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Cruz. It's always been very informative to have you on the Better Living Radio program. And
thanks for having me. Like I said, I wasn't too prepared, but
that's all right.
I appreciate being here and sharing a little bit I could share.
I'm grateful that you gave us a touch of those roosters in the background. You must be on the island of Puerto Rico.
I'm in Puerto Rico right now. You can't avoid them.
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Join us next week again, our listeners, and God bless you.
Okay.
Ah. There you go. That's all you got to do. So, the new heaven, new earth, will you be able to, like, teleport from the new earth to the new heaven in the afterlife, or how does that work out? On a serious note.
From, okay. When Jesus returns,
yeah.
All right, he's going to take his children, the righteous, back to heaven, and they're going to spend 1,000 years.
Uh-huh.
After the 1,000 years, then the whole heaven, what we call heaven, the holy city,
mm-hmm.
is going to be coming down. The wicked is going to be dead upon the earth during that time, that 1,000 years. So God is going to come down with the new Jerusalem and with the saints and everybody in it.
Yeah.
When he gets to a certain point, then he's going to cause the wicked to be resurrected. Okay? And then when they're resurrected, then they're going to, at a certain point, Satan is down here too and his angel. They were the only ones alive during that 1,000 years. So now that the wicked are resurrected, Satan is going to pretend that he's the one that raised them. And he's going to incite rebellion in their heart. Let's go fight against the kingdom because we can take it. Look how many of us. And as they approach the kingdom, which is surrounded by walls, to fight against it, God's rain fire down out of heaven.
Okay.
And consume them.
Yeah.
Okay? And then the holy city is going to be set, I think it's in New Jerusalem. There's a certain section. It's going to be in Jerusalem, in that terrain over there. And so there's no longer going to be a need for to go up, because God's holy Jerusalem, or heaven,
uh-huh.
is going to be rest upon earth.
Okay, so it's not like you have two places you can teleport whichever you feel like. It's
no,
not like that.
No.
Heaven becomes earth, is what
you're saying. Right. Of course, the earth is going to be much bigger than, you know, just where the heavenly kingdom sits.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's going to
So
be...
you're going to have all the earth's surface, which everything is going to be recreated new, like it was in the garden.
You talked about people that didn't like the ketogenic diet. We got one of our preachers here that doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah?
Attention unto the word of truth in the second chapter and the first verse. We'll take up our thoughts this morning. And we want to bring out, by the help of the Lord, by the illumination of the Spirit of God, few things. You know, many times we have to read between the lines. You know, when it comes, the Lord Jesus Christ said over there in John chapter 6, he said, my words are spirit, and they must be spiritually understood, my friend, received in the spiritual meaning in which they were given.
He started the show on screaming.
Oh, yeah? He just started.
He started that one.
Between the lines. He didn't see. And God gave him.
Just imagine
God gave
what it's
him.
Like. To be in person.
They rejected him.
Seeing.
And then after he was rejected.
Is he normally sitting down or standing up when he's doing this?
I imagine he's probably standing up. I've never met this guy.
He just brings the tape up here.
Yeah. I'd love to meet him because this is at an actual church in Henry. Like, you'll hear people saying, amen, brother. And people, babies crying and women shouting and stuff. It's a very animated church, like that.
Oh, what a God. Oh, what a God. Wisdom of God. The knowledge of God. My friend, this morning. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how glorious.
He talks against the ketogenic diet.
yeah. The workings of God. But listen to me. This Luke 2.
Well, he talks against a lot of stuff, so you kind of lump it in one big category.
That there went out.
Wow.
There he is. I get a kick out of it, obviously, but...
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
The ketogenic
diet.